All right, so we're diving into this Back Bay condo data,
Correct.
the stuff you've been itching to unpack. And what's really cool is we're zeroing in on just the last 30 days, so it's like we're getting a live feed of what buyers and sellers are up to right now.
Yeah, this hyper-focused time frame, it's like taking a real-time pulse of the market. No crystal ball needed.
Exactly. So first things first, 13 condos have traded hands in Back Bay over the past month. So give it to me straight. Is that a lot? A little. What's your gut reaction to that number?
I'd say it's a pretty decent pace for sure. Definitely tells us the market's active. You know, people are doing deals, but it's not like we're seeing that crazy frenzy from before where places were gone before you could even blink.
Okay, so a good clip. Got it. But not a total feeding frenzy. Now let's talk prices, because that's what everyone wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
The data is showing an average list price of $1.35 million, but when the hammer drops, they're actually selling closer to $1.25. What's the story behind that gap, you think?
Well, to me, that gap screams opportunity. It tells me there's wiggle room for buyers. You know, like, say you've got your eye on a place listed at $1.2 million. That difference, that little gap, it kind of hints that maybe, just maybe, you could negotiate it down closer to $1 or $1. And let me tell you, that's a nice chunk of change you could put towards, oh, I don't know, maybe some fancy new appliances for your new digs.
See, this is what I'm talking about. This data is like a secret decoder ring for negotiation. Now, another thing I noticed, the average condo size is clocking in at 951 square feet, and the price per square foot is $13,314. Help me connect those dots. What's the relationship there?
Okay, so that price per square foot, that's pretty standard fare for Back Bay, which makes me think it's the size of these condos, the actual square footage, that's pulling that average sale price down. Think about it. If those bigger places were flying off the shelves at the same rate, we'd be seeing a much higher average sale price overall. So, my hunch. Buyers are leaning towards those cozier spaces right now, at least for the time being.
Fascinating. So even in a prime location like Back Bay, size still matters. And speaking of things that matter, another data point jumped out at me. The average time it's taking to sell one of these condos is 42 days. Now, is that in line with what you typically expect?
You know, it's interesting. It's actually a touch slower than what we're used to seeing in Back Bay. Things used to move at warp speed here. So what does that tell me? I think buyers are taking a beat. They're doing their due diligence, not feeling the pressure to jump into those crazy bidding wars we've all heard about.
No need to rush into anything.
Yeah.
Right? Which is a good life lesson in general. Speaking of taking our time, there's one more number we got to throw at you, 160. And that's how many Back Bay condos are currently sitting on the market compared to the 13 that sold in the past month. What's your expert read on that ratio?
Well, that's a pretty decent sized pool of available properties. It suggests to me that the scales are tipping just a bit towards a buyer's market in Back Bay, at least when we're talking about supply and demand. Think about it. Buyers have choices right now, and choices often equal a bit more leverage when it comes to those negotiations.
So if you're someone who likes to weigh their options, maybe Back Bay should be on their radar. But here's the thing. How does all of this little snapshot of Back Bay, how does it fit into the bigger picture of what's happening in the entire Boston real estate scene? Is Back Bay its own little island, or are we seeing echoes of these trends elsewhere?
Oh, you've hit on a really important point, because what we're seeing in Back Bay, that little cool down, that potential for buyers to flex their negotiation muscles, it's actually mirroring what's playing out in a bunch of other Boston neighborhoods, too.
So it's not just a Back Bay thing. Okay, so now I'm even more curious. What on earth is driving these trends across the board? What's the why behind it all?
Well, first off, we can't ignore those interest rates, right? They've been climbing the ladder, and that definitely makes it pricier for folks to, you know, swing those home loans. It might even be pushing some buyers completely out of the game, especially if they're on a tight budget.
It's like this chain reaction, isn't it?
Yeah.
One little shift in the financial universe, and boom, the whole real estate world feels the tremors.
Exactly. And you layer on top of that this feeling of, I don't know, global economic uncertainty, and it makes people hit the brakes a little. Big purchases like condos, those aren't exactly impulse buys.
Makes total sense. It's about weighing those risks and rewards, especially when the ground feels a little shaky.
You got it. And hey, let's not forget Back Bay itself. It's always been the place to be, right? But even Back Bay's got some competition these days with all these cool new developments popping up in other Boston neighborhoods. I'm talking swanky amenities, modern vibes, the whole shebang.
It's like they say, location, location, location. But with a 21st century glow up, buyers today, they've got options coming out their ears.
No doubt about it. Now, you know how we were talking about those condos sitting on the market for an average of 42 days? In a hot market, that would be practically unheard of, right?
We'd be talking like the blink of an eye in real estate years.
Exactly. But right now, those 42 days, they tell a different story. A story where Back Bay is still a hot ticket, no question, but where buyers are actually taking a breath. They're doing their homework, not letting themselves get swept up in those bidding war frenzies.
It's like the difference between, I don't know, speed dating and actually taking your time to like get to know someone. Buyers can actually savor the process, explore their options, but with so many places up for grabs, how do buyers stand out? How do they make a splash in this kind of market?
Ooh, now you're asking the million-dollar question. Because it's not just about finding the perfect condo anymore, it's about crafting the perfect offer, one that makes those sellers sit up and take notice.
So it's less about a mad dash and more about a well-played strategy, right?
Bingo. Savvy buyers these days, they're coming in pre-approved for their mortgages, no messing around, and they're being realistic about their offers, keeping in mind all this data we've been digging into.
Sounds like knowledge is power when it comes to this real estate game.
You know what? In this market, especially, information is the name of the game.
It's like you don't want to walk into a duel with a butter knife, right? You got to come
Yes.
prepared, especially in this market.
Tell me about it. Buyers who've done their research, they know what they can afford, they put their best foot forward. Those are the ones who catch a seller's eye.
So it's like this balancing act. You got to be in the know, but also ready to make a move. But for someone who's like totally new to all this, is there a way to cut through all the noise and figure out their next move? This data is great, but how do you actually use it?
That's where it all comes back to you, right? To what you want. If you're a buyer, think about it like this. What are your must-haves? What can't you live without? Is it location, size, those fancy amenities? Then you take that wish list, you hold it up against your budget, you sprinkle in all these market trends we've been talking about, and bam, you've got your game plan. And if you're thinking of selling, well, you got to ask yourself, are you cool with how things are moving right now? Are you willing to maybe slightly adjust your asking price to get those offers rolling in?
So you got this data in one hand, your own personal checklist in the other, and you got to find that sweet spot where they shake hands.
Nailed it. But here's the thing. Every condo, every buyer, every seller, they're all different. This data, it's like the big picture, but those little details, those are what make every real estate story interesting.
It's like those numbers, they're not just numbers, they're people making these huge life decisions.
100%. And having this kind of information, it's like giving everyone a flashlight in the dark, you know? They can see what's ahead and make those decisions with their eyes wide open.
It's like having a treasure map, but for Back Bay condos. Well, I think we've given our listeners a lot to chew on today. So tell me, if you were about to jump into the Back Bay market, ready to buy or sell, what would your strategy be? Something to think about.
This has been awesome. Thanks for geeking out on this Back Bay data with me. It's been a wild ride.